This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Yeah.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Put this up for TV viewers. I want to put it on screen. It's an image of Uma Abedin with Hillary Clinton, and then she's talking to her press secretary, who we caught last week on tape, putting into his phone what the question should be and handing it to a reporter. And I'm like, we're really ruled by some weirdo Islamicist woman who's a hypocrite, who thinks lesbians should be executed, her mother, but that she's girlfriends reportedly with Hillary. And it's this weird old deformed crone is ruling over us, and all of us are cowards, and we all bow down to it. In what twisted dimension did we get to this point? Can we put that on screen? Trump up too. He's going to drudge when you show it. But that's the reality as a society of what we face. We are ruled over by absolute scum because we have become a bunch of pacifists that just put up with the establishment line. It's on screen now. Let's talk to Matt in Oklahoma. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I called the Florida, I think it was Division of Elections, and they were saying that after you vote, you could show your ID to, like, see exactly what your vote went to, like which candidate and stuff like that. And that was something I never knew of. The other thing is, I was wondering if StopTheSteal.org was still a good thing. I gave some money, and
I mean, Roger Stone has got poll watchers nationwide. Go out and do it yourself. Shoot video, put it on YouTube. You know, it's not about where you do it. It's the fact that you do it. You know, YouTube, Google, get the information out. Expose what's happening. That's what's going to scare them. They now came out in Reuters on Friday and said, you're a Russian agent if you allege voter fraud. So you catch people going polling place voting. It's not that you're an American exposing fraud. You're a Ruski. Well, the good news is nobody's going to buy that.
Yeah, it's like don't question authority. What do we have to gain from cheating you? And it's like, really? Yeah.
Well, all I want to say is, Trump is way ahead in major polls. They're going to try to steal it from him. They're panicking. What does your gut tell you is going to happen?
Yeah, basically, I guess we're just going to have to prove it, you know? We're just going to have to either prove it, and I think we need to think ahead, be proactive, and not just wait till something happens and whatnot. But, yeah, hey, thanks for that. And just let people know maybe if there's ways they can find out if you want to get to another call. I really appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Here's my question to listeners and viewers, especially Democrats. Is there any level of corruption Hillary couldn't stoop to that you wouldn't accept? Because I hate the Republican Party. I love the fact that Trump's an insurrectionist taking it over. Is there any level you wouldn't stoop to feel like you're part of the power structure? And why are you signing on to Hillary? Why do you think she supports you when she doesn't? She's all about betraying her constituents. She has no code of honor or ethics. We got Josh, and we got Chris, and we got a bunch of other folks I'm going to go to. The toll-free number when we come back is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. But I really just want to ask her supporters, is there any level you wouldn't accept because you believe you're part of our power structure? I want to talk to Bernie supporters. I mean, why do you support her when she clearly stole the nomination from him? I'd love to hear you call in and school me how Hillary, working for all the big banks, all the big establishment corporations, all the big money is good, and you claim you're anti-establishment. Big question. Very easy question to answer. The phones are open. We don't screen your calls. I want to hear from you to defend this. Because, listen, I'm smart. I'm going to be okay either way. Man, the general public is going to get really hurt by this lady. And she says she's coming after the free press. She says she wants to launch all these wars. Is that something you really support? Infowars.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Hillary Clinton is manifestly a murdering, horrible kingpin that's launched endless illegal wars, helped pass the laws that gave us the derivatives, the banking scams. She's coming after our guns. In her own WikiLeaks memo, she says she wants to keep us dumb and bankrupt and stupid. And so if we go along with that, that's our fault. If you've heard this information, if you looked it up and found out that's true, which you could do in 5 seconds, just type in WikiLeaks, keep the public dumb and in the dark, then why would you support your own demise? Because you're too big a coward to face up to it. Cowards cuzzle up. They cozy up to tyranny, to tyranny, to oppression, to domination, to control, because they believe it gives them power over it to submit to it. That is a delusion. You give in to tyranny, you give in to oppression, it's because you've rolled over. And Hillary is a monstrous creature with all these hordes of evil people behind her believing they've got unlimited power. But meanwhile, across the world, countries that were once under our control through peaceful means are turning against us because America is now known as an agent of evil. We've lost our soft power. God help us when the dollar devalues. George Soros, admittedly, that runs Hillary, has tried to devalue the pound and the dollar for 40 years. He's tried to bring us down in a pissing contest to mount our head on the wall. And we're so close to falling right now. And he finances all the leftist groups who sit there and lick their lips and can't wait till their bank accounts are worthless. My God, the way they take these people with Stockholm syndrome and turn them into their own servants, their own agents of demise, makes my head spin. Now, we've got a bunch of loaded phone callers here. Let's talk to Josh in Montana. You're on the air, Josh.
How are you?
I'm all right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I understand. Listen, man, I want to say God bless you and your crew. And the question that I have for you today is, after knowing these globalist playbooks that you have dissected countless times, what on earth shocks you? What can they do or have they done that totally shocks you, that you cannot foresee happening? What has happened that just totally blows your mind? From someone who understands the playbook itself, please go.
You know, that's a really great question, Josh. I want to ask you what shocks you in a moment, but first off, it shocks me that they don't understand that what they do to the general public ends up blowing back on them. And they have such venom towards humanity. That's what shocks me over and over again, the depths to which they will go out of their way, even if it would help them to do good, they'll go out of their way to do bad because that's their nature. I think the genetic engineering, the cross animal-human hybrids, just the abominable things they do. I think that's what shocks me, is that they go out of their way to do things that even hurt them and their families because they're so committed to evil and anti-human behavior.
You know, why is that their nature? And, you know, sort of going off of your Miss Aberdeen rant there just for a moment, I don't know if you got a chance to catch the Showtime interview that was aired, I believe, yesterday with the entire Anthony Weiner debacle.
Listen, no, I know. She was married to Weiner. I mean, you know, Weiner's wife is Hillary Clinton's concubine.
Jones, I'd like to tell you, and in that documentary itself, it said clearly that Hillary Clinton gave her a choice, either A, leave him, or B, join her future run for presidential candidate. I mean, that was aired. And it almost blew my mind. I could not believe that. So,
well, part of evil is they throw it in our face. They just hammer us in our face that all these crooked, hunchback, weird, demonic, ugly people rule over us. This is about ugly, bad people ruling good. That's what...
You know, and what's in their nature to ultimately self-destruct?
Well, when you're a hunchback, bug-eyed demon like Hillary Clinton that smells like a dead body since you're a kid, all you want to do is screw everybody and burn the country down. I mean, these are sloths. These are stinkers. These are demons. These are pig creatures. And, I mean, you just have to understand, they are fallen. This is their nature. This is the paradigm they build. They're dung beetles. So I think you've answered your own questions, my friend.
Fallen, honestly. They have doubled down. And,
Oh, they wanted to blow the planet up. But listen, they get off at night thinking about nuclear war and everybody dying, okay? And as soon as they're old enough and they're in control of nuclear weapons, they come into Hillary and say, you're dying of a brain tumor, which she is dying of a brain tumor. She'll launch the nuclear weapons. She wants to kill the entire planet. And people make jokes about that, but she wants to kill everybody as part of a tombstone to her. It's all about her power. And the liberals would love to kill their families and burn the whole planet up if they could do it for Hillary. They want the planet to be her tombstone, brother.
Let's be real on a humanistic level.
I'm serious, don't you?
Why
not blow the planet up for Hillary? Are you against feminists? Why not kill every man, woman, and child on the earth for her? They said communists attacked the local cat sanctuary that saves abandoned cats in Austin. They tried to blow it up, basically, and, you know, attacked it because they said, don't take care of cats. That's baby boomer piece of crap, you know, liberalism. You have to understand, sir, these people want death.
Okay, now you sound like a racist.
No. I mean, serious. It was in the paper yesterday. Right. I couldn't believe it. They have a thing called the Cat Cafe where you go buy coffee and donuts and pay for homeless cats. We've actually gone there and donated to help homeless cats. I mean, I don't want to brag that I'm that weird, but that's the kind of stuff I do. I like cats. I like dogs. I've given over $1,000 to the Cat Cafe. They had communists put super glue on the locks, you know, spray paint it, knock the windows out, come and protest it. And the paper actually said, no, this is evil. This is a neighborhood thing that helps things. This is bad. The communists are correct. We cannot take care of cats because they don't want love of the world, sir. They want death. They want destruction. They want hate. They want red sickles.
So this is evil manifest. So this Trump presidency is not only a question of American forwardness.
Not America. Exactly. Trump isn't perfect, but he's not suicidal, and he isn't out to rob you and your family. He wants you to have prosperity. Trump is not out to get you. But, I mean, I cannot make up how nasty these people are, okay? They want poverty. They want you broke. They want you unhappy. They're demons.
I completely agree with you, Mr.
Communist, sir. I'm not lying. Google it. This sounds crazy. Attack the cat cafe that takes care of abandoned cats 2 days ago, okay? The communists are so hardcore that they were drawn towards someone taking care of something innocent. Just like the communists attacked me, the same communists protesting an abortuary last year. The same people showed up to say, don't take care of cats, euthanize them, because they just don't want people loving. You understand? Whether it's a cat or a baby, it doesn't matter. You understand their spirit? These people are literally demons.
I do. And the same message that brought your producer to tears. Honestly, I got to tell you, I really wish that Trump had been doubling down on this message that he's been given the past few days. The past few days, I've heard more clear honest intentions from Trump than I've heard his entire candidacy.
That's because he's not listening to anybody but himself now. Let me show you. A year after Jumpaline Shop was raised, vandals damaged Blue Cat Cafe. And then it goes on, Austin American Statesman, the cat sanctuary attacked by communists. I mean, you cannot make up how evil they are, okay?
I get it. I totally get that. Now, okay, for your listeners, at this critical moment in time where the debates are done, the public opinion has is starting to form a biased opinion towards Trump, what do the supporters need to do to make sure that this...
I mean, I think you say the liberals, I mean, the entire big banking structure and all the bad guys are supporting Hillary. How the hell could you not support Trump?
I completely concur.
Let me tell you about Trump. His own people can't stand him. He is his own guy. That's why the elite hate him. He really is his own guy. He means well. He is a loose cannon, but I'll take a loose cannon over pure evil any day. I mean, we have communist folks attacking animal sanctuaries in Austin, okay?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Long way to the top. You want to be in a free country.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They're amazing. But Friday, Rob Dew comes in and he goes, the feds are after him. They're like coming after him. Horrible stuff's happening. They want to come on. They're in an emergency. They think that James O'Keefe's in danger. Well, I go, well, where's James O'Keefe? Well, he's in the air right now. But, you know, they were wanting to give us an exclusive on Monday with this new big video. Their last stuff totally dominated and was Democratic top operatives admitting election fraud, admitting that they're busing people in and stealing elections. So I'm like, okay, great. Do I announce it? He goes, oh, no, I talked to him. Announcer coming on sometime today. So then I go on air and I say, okay, James O'Keefe's coming on with this big, giant announcement, and they're after him. And I hear, well, it's going to be one of his backup people. He's still on the air. We're not sure now. And then now they've been threatened more, and a bunch of crazy stuff's going on, and I'm not going to get into stuff I've been told. And then I get here today, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to have them on and talk about what happened to him. Well, they want to come on and just talk about their stories, not what's currently happening. And I said, no. I said, I want to tell the listeners what happened to them, or I want to be told what's going on, because I don't want to just sit here and say, oh, my God, they're under attack, and then just forget it. Okay, so I love James O'Keefe. I love the work you're doing. He's incredible. He's the gold standard. We're going to find out in the next few days what's going on, but make no mistake. We get attacked. They get attacked. They're amazing. I'm not blaming them for being all flustered, but they've never called me. I've known them like 7-8 years or longer than that. They've never acted like this. They're not drama queens. This is so bad. Whatever's going on, they won't tell us. And they're all freaked out, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. So I've got James Cell. I've called it. I've got their other numbers. And I'm just getting the runaround. So I guess they're ready to come on. I mean, I could have his number two on and just interrogate him on air. But I'm not going to do that. I told him, try to find out. Talk to him. Say, what's going on? What do they want to cover? Can they tell us what's happening? Then I'll have him on. Because, again, I keep just relaying to my people, ask them that. And they go, well, we're not going to talk about it. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on then. I just, all I can do is just say what's happening. I can't sit here and just leave it all open or talk about what they did. I mean, I've got all these videos where they have top Democrats admitting total election fraud, just bombshell, gold standard information. We've played it. We've talked about it. My God, I've said donate to them. What else can I do? They're under attack. They're totally freaked out. I'm not supposed to tell you what they told me. So I'm sitting here. I'm not going to hear this stuff and then sit here and have a regular interview about your content. It's just not happening. It's not happening. Because I'm too freaked out about the press in this country and where it's under attack. That's the big issue. We know Hillary's a crook. My God. You know, I'll be honest. I'm ashamed of this country. Okay? We have seen persecutions of the press that we don't see in China. We have seen evil. We have seen triplicate WikiLeaks of them saying, keep the public dumb, keep them in the dark, rip them off, make them poor. That pisses me off. Nothing pisses me off more than trying to make people poor. That fundamentally gets me in a fighting mood. And we have it from WikiLeaks. We have it from the emails. We have it from Veritas. We have it up one side and down the other. It's like God is giving us every chance we've got to say no to this. And we're not saying no. You know, I went to Google Trends this weekend because I was told one of our videos was like number 6, and it was. Like election fraud or something was like number 6. But everything above it and below it, like 30 deep and 5 up, was this college team and that college team and this NFL team and that NFL team. And it's not that I'm against an NFL team, but, man, when they're getting ready to appoint five Supreme Court justices, when they're coming after the guns, when they're coming after your families, when we defeat the globalists, we can watch some football games, okay? But not when the whole country is being fed feet first into a GD wood chipper. So that's where I stand. And I'm not bitching. I'm not on some high horse. It's just, I can't tell you how many times somebody I know gets beat up, gets audited, gets assaulted, and they go, I can't talk about it. They'll get me more. And I'm just like, that's why they're winning. That's why they're winning. You tell me all the stuff that happens to you, and then I can't go on the air and tell people. It pisses me off. Because I've already been through it. I understand it. The way you get out of it is admitting it and shooting up the bat signal to the American people that you're under attack. You do not beat this by rolling over to it. So I have to sit here on air knowing the stuff I know and just act all normal and act all cool because people tell me stuff in confidence, and I have to sit here and not talk about it. And it pisses me off. Makes me real angry. Because I'm sick of being run by crooks, and I can't believe my fellow countrymen and women put up with this level of BS. I mean, I look at Hillary Clinton, and I'm like, what a joke! What a frickin' archetypal joke, running our lives, screwing us over on video, admitting she wants to F us and our families, admitting she wants to make us poor, admitting she wants has all this bad will against us. Like, what is this creepazoid, freakazoid, grand asshole of God? What is this witch and her flying monkeys doing running my life? Why do we put up with this? And then I ask, maybe we're worse than her. Maybe that's it. And then maybe I should just sayonara and just shut this down, because I don't say that for effect. I mean, every day I just sit here because I'm willing to face them down to death. I'm willing to do anything to fight these people. But I sit here and I go, why am I doing this? When the public doesn't give a damn about their birthright and everything being stolen right in front of them. And the screwing over of people. And the lying and the cheating and the sycophants. Because that's what gets to me. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if we were dealing with enemies that were like 14 foot tall and really badass, I could deal with this. We've been conquered by a bunch of hunchback, weak, ugly, bug-eyed pieces of filth. And that's what gets to me, is that we're conquered by a bunch of trash that thinks it's better than us because it's willing to piss on everybody and screw everybody over. That's what really fundamentally gets to me at the end of the day. And then you get somebody like Donald Trump, who's so prideful and so manly and so good that he wants to compete in the real world and dominate. He doesn't want to make people poor. He doesn't want to piss down your back. He doesn't want to dominate you. He doesn't want to sell you out. And you're so bound to slavery and so beat up and so trashy. I don't mean you, the listeners, but you know who I'm talking about. That you reject a God-sent gift. And then I sit back and I go, well, then these people don't deserve support. But you know what's scary? The dumbasses that go along with this are so stupid, they won't even know they've lost when they've lost. And then I realize why I do what I do. There are good people spotted through this German, Chinese, Jewish, Christian, Latin American, I don't care, Inuit, who don't want to be slaves and who love God and love freedom. And they don't know what's going on. And so they're just trying to be good people. You know what? That's why I'm going to fight evil. Because I will lose my soul if I don't face this down. And so doesn't matter if most of you don't listen. This isn't for you. This broadcast is for those that hear the truth and who want freedom. And you've got a commitment from me. I'm never giving up. I'm never giving in. I'm never backing out. I'm 110% in. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote
promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Time of the season, my friends. InfoWars.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
So, I'll be honest with people. I was brought up a Christian, didn't like establishment churches, but the older I get, I see God's plan. And if you study the Bible, it says that God will always show you what's really going on before you're judged to give you a chance to turn back. And you've got, what's crazy is, because I have a good memory, a decent memory, and it's finally being pointed out by the press, not just us, you'll have WikiLeaks 2 months ago with Hillary sending protesters dressed up as Bernie Sanders supporters to attack Trump supporters. That way she can demonize Trump supporters and Sanders supporters. And then now you've got the witnesses coming out and the videos coming out. So what's crazy is we don't just have WikiLeaks. We have the videos of it happening and then the people that were involved admitting they were involved and then prosecutors coming out and pointing out what's going on. It's wild. We, like, have the emails, then we have the video of it happening. And I got to tell you, you know, the Chicago police tell you, yeah, Alex, yesterday they had people hired, they bust in, they attacked our officers, they were brought in by MoveOn.org and George Soros and Media Matters and blah, blah, blah. And then 3 months later, 4 months later, it's in the WikiLeaks. You're like, whoa. I mean, I got to be honest, police got problems and I speak out against them when they do bad stuff, but we've never been given bad info by the cops. It's kind of sickening. I mean, it's like, wow, I've never gotten such intel the last few years. It's like on. It's like Roger Stone. All he gives us is good info. Because you get somebody bad info one time, it's kind of like us. People don't listen anymore. And I'm not in an ass-kicking contest or ass-kissing contest with the police. It's just that they got their own problems, but they're not out to get the country. That's what I'm saying about Trump. This is an outside globalist takedown, folks. We can have our differences on race and religion and where we live or whatever. I get it. There's real beefs, but this is a takedown of the country, folks. This is world government. And you've got George Soros, this master demon, a real Nazi collaborator, a real guy that wants to implode our economy, involved in so much of this. I'm not trying to single him out. He brags each time he's behind it. He's so arrogant. I've got three clips. Hillary, violent operatives unmasked on video at the scene of the crime. Because they're demonizing James O'Keefe because they gave him a trespassing charge for exposing government corruption once. Big deal. The guy deserves a Congressional Medal of Honor. And then they sit there and go through these pieces like he is exposing things that don't exist. It's admitted this is happening. So here's the first clip.
Debate. You know, I know nothing about this. I'm not, you know, I
here she is getting a stage question.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. First, let's look at a couple emails. Remember Zulima Rodriguez? Here she is bragging about shutting down the Trump rally in Chicago, where people, including police officers, were hurt.
So, me and I did the Chicago Trump event, shut down.
One thing that stands out is she claims to speak to Hillary's campaign and the DNC every day at 1 o'clock.
I just had a call with the campaign and the DNC.
Now let's go to WikiLeaks and take a look at an email found in the batch of leaked DNC emails. This one from May 2016. Here we find an email sent by Robert Creamer, who is featured in both videos, to another DNC worker, reminding her about the 1 o'clock Trump rapid response phone call that must be made, discussing an upcoming Trump and Pence rally. This matches the activities he described in the hidden camera footage. But it doesn't stop there. Digging into the Elections Commission payroll records online, which is not leaked information but material that is openly available, we find payments made to Zulima Rodriguez directly by Hillary's campaign right around the time of the Chicago riots. This shatters the big media lie that these people are not directly involved or controlled by Hillary's campaign. Bob Creamer, who sent the email discussing the calls and resigned after this video came out, met with Obama regularly and has visited the White House hundreds of times, which is verifiable through the White House visitor logs. And now the cherry on top. Here we have footage of Zulima at the Chicago rally that was shut down due to violence, clearly working very hard for $1,500. And then more footage in Arizona where protesters shut down the highway, as she also boasted about in the video. Here it appears she is faking a medical emergency for the cameras.
Now, remember, in March, we had the police sources, we're on tape, we played it last week, saying, MoveOn.org, George Soros, because we had it from the Chicago police, who got hit upside the head with crowbars, bottles, one guy has jaw broken, literally, jaw surgery. I mean, what are we supposed to put up with in this country? Hit upside the head by crowbars, by some frickin' Nazi-collaborating bastard? And it's all confirmed, the money, everything. We have it in triplicate, the emails, the federal funding, the FBI files, it all connects. Let's go to the next clip. Let me tell you, you break my jaw, I'm coming after you, man. I'm not putting up with this crap. Where is the Chicago PD putting up with this? Where are you putting up with someone breaking your jaw of an officer? If a normal citizen did that, it'd be attempted murder charges. It should be. And again, if this was just regular citizens, I would call for charges, but wouldn't be so upset. It's foreign globalists. Stand up against an attack against our country. This is like the maximum level here. This pisses me off so bad. I can barely do this show anymore. Because it's so obvious that frickin' Hillary Clinton, man, and a goddamn George Soros. Excuse me, I don't mean to talk like that, but I am fed up. Here's the second clip. Here it is.
Now, another very interesting email. This conversation between various DNC workers on May 10th discusses phrases and language they intend to put on signs to maximize outrage among Trump supporters, like GOP plus Trump, dangerous, divisive, and deceitful. And once again, Mr. Creamer makes an appearance, and they discuss the fact that they have been speaking to him about planning an incident at an upcoming Trump event.
He's the head guy.
Now let's go to a clip posted by CNN
head
just
Democrat.
A day after this conversation. Pay attention to the signs in the background.
What they're trying to say, actually, really railing on the issue of immigration reform.
If that wasn't enough, see if you can spot someone who looks familiar here. Does anybody recognize him? Let me jog your memory.
So what was going on for the past hour was a very, very limited meeting.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director.
Aaron Black.
DNC for all things Trump on the ground.
This guy is Aaron Black. He works full-time for Creamer at Democracy Partners. He directs the spontaneous protests at Trump and Pence events.
There's also an article from 6 months ago published by ABC News that at the time had no hard evidence behind it, where somebody speaks out about being hired to incite violence at a Trump rally responding to an ad on Craigslist. It's just another piece to put on the growing pile of evidence that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC are in fact tampering with the election.
That's right.
Now that the pieces of the puzzle are falling into place, there is no reason why this story should not be the number one story in America right now. The narrative that Project Veritas is producing misleading, out-of-context, and edited footage is blatantly proven false.
That's right.
And that is the idea the media and the White House are pushing.
They've gotten the Federal Election Commission numbers. They've done their own WikiLeaks. They've cross-referenced it all. These videos are powerful. Proof Project Veritas is right. I'm going to put an article out tonight and a video showing all of this. But this is amazing. That's what makes me so angry is that they're really persecuting Veritas. Right now, they don't know how to respond to it, but we'll be covering it, obviously, tomorrow. They're ready to come on today, but I want them to just say what's happening to them or I'm not doing it. That's just where I stand right now, because they need to just go ahead and talk about what's happening to them. Now, speaking of supporting a broadcast, we're going to come back and play some more clips and go to your phone calls with the prosecutor talking about how criminal Hillary is and what they're doing. But before I go any further, we've got BrainForce, the incredible nootropic, just known supplements, herbs that boost brain function normally, naturally, with God's own herbs. You get free shipping. You can also get 10% off with AutoShip, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off on the Mega Special ending soon, InfoWarsLife.com. We have several other specials as well. Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse is back in. Amazing herbs to flush out your body. This is sold out routinely because it's so hard to keep in stock. InfoWarsLife.com, Living Defense, now back in. The last run ever of Hillary for President shirts. These are sold out. They're sold out. It's our third and final round of Hillary for President shirts, and your funding supports this broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back on Alex Jones.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The enemy.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rally patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm always honest with you. I'm honest with myself, or I'd be dead. We're in deep trouble, but we're devastating the enemy. Humanity is awakening in such a big way. And if they try to steal this election, which they're currently doing, it's going to blow up in their face even bigger. We don't need to be violent. That's a whole other show I'm going to talk about tomorrow. We should do a whole show on what happens if they steal the election, because Trump's way ahead. They're trying to say, how dare him question an election when all the Democrats do is question elections. It's such an incredible time to be alive right now. I'm going to go to a few more of your phone calls here in the time we have left. But we have a former federal prosecutor, Joe DiGenova, believes the recent Project Veritas video by James O'Keefe featuring DNC contractors exploiting their dirty practices to foment violence at Trump rallies is a prima facie or on its face case for federal and state criminal activity. It's racketeering. It's organized crime. It's intimidation. The Ku Klux Klan, you know, attacking blacks to try to vote. It is textbook. So here's a clip.
What's really fascinating about the James O'Keefe video, which has the two people discussing how they are going to cause disruptions at Trump rallies and try to get the media to blame Trump. This was an official action of the Democratic Party through its surrogates to publicly disrupt the activities of the Republican Party.
Certified racketeering. Organized crime.
I happen to believe that since they were inciting violence, that they committed crimes. And I believe that there were both state and federal crimes. First of all, they were interfering with a federal election.
No doubt.
I think, and they were purposely trying to create violence. I think on its face,
Notice when we did this, we said don't disrupt.
Of not only criminal
speech,
but actual criminal activity. And I think there should be federal investigations and state investigations of all the people on those videos. They should subpoena all of their records of payment, who was involved, how it was known. I'm not holding my breath, given this United States Justice Department, which is the most political and politically corrupt in history. But anybody with an ounce of brains will see that this was not just, this was not Dick Tuck doing a prank on a train, putting alcohol in somebody's drink instead of water. This was somebody trying to injure people, trying to create violence where innocent
bystanders
are injured, property might be destroyed. These are crimes, and it needs to be dealt with that way. That tape is absolutely prima facie evidence of criminal activity.
On its face.
It needs to be investigated. And I haven't heard a peep out of the United States Justice Department. They continue to embarrass me as a former United States attorney and a former senior Justice Department official. I'm embarrassed by Loretta Lynch and her
Absolutely.
Conduct in the business of the Department of Justice. And, of course, very embarrassed by the director of the FBI.
Yeah,
he ought to have FBI agents all over this right now. But, of course, he's too busy explaining why he didn't investigate Hillary. I don't know what James O'Keefe's next video is that's coming out, but I understand it's going to be a doozy, and I'm looking forward to viewing it.
Yeah, by the way, I don't want to be a drama queen here. They wanted us to put it out on Monday, and we're like, absolutely, we're honored. He's given us exclusive before, and then like he's in the air, and they're freaking out. Oh, my God, the feds are coming after us. We're going to give you the codes to this new video, tell people, and then everything's silent. We'll see what happens. They wanted to come on today, but not O'Keefe. I said, look, let me know so I can tell people what's going on, or I'm not doing it. I'm not pissing on them. They're incredible people. I just want to find out what's going on because I don't want to half-ass this with folks. But when you're up there persecuting the press and when you're going after people and when you're trying to cause riots and when you're trying to beat people up, that's racketeering to shut down free speech. That's organized crime. We said, as I always pointed out, we're going because they've done this to their events. He's settled rape cases in legal, lawful areas, if you believe what I'm saying, to stand up and say Bill Clinton's a rapist. Do not get in fights. Do not climb over railings. Do not cause a problem. See, that's the difference. And I made this up front. I'm not defending myself now. I said this at the beginning. That's the difference between us and them. They say go to an event, cause a fight, and then don't tell people who you were. No. We don't want to cause a fight. We want to block the media that will not allow the truth to come out. And that's what we're doing. Because I check with lawyers. They're like, yeah, just don't call for violence and don't call for shutting the event down. Absolutely, that's racketeering. But can we go and say, hey, Bill Clinton's a rapist? If you believe that, absolutely. In a legal and lawful area, in a crowd, that's fine. When they tell you, you know, you're disrupting, go out, that's fine. Do that. I mean, they've clearly committed these crimes, folks. Okay, the reason I bring up my own case is I bring up what we do behind the scenes to make sure we're following the law. They go like 10 times what we do. And we're doing this in response to them. It's like they punch us, we slap them back. You know, like, hey, you better stop. I want to take a few phone calls here, but obviously the show's coming up tomorrow. We got 14 days left tomorrow, 15 days right now. I want to say the crew's doing an amazing job. I'm so honored to be here. It is Twilight Zone, though, at this point. Because we've got the emails, we've got the injunctions, we've got the witnesses, we've got everything. They are taking the country down. And we don't want a civil war. They think they may get a civil war. Here's the most important thing I've said in 22 years on air. The globalists are going to sit offshore in their luxury mansions while we kill each other. We don't want that. We want to identify the globalists, identify their programs, say no to it. And then if they steal the election and stuff goes on, we don't go out and burn down buildings. We don't go out and shoot some poor cop who's making 30 grand a year, 40 grand a year. We just politically get more involved because they're the ones that's creating themselves. They want to trick us into some type of fight. The local government, even the average FBI agent, is not our enemy. I don't say that because I don't want to have a war with them and I'm scared. Give me a break. I'm not scared of anything. Everybody knows that. They're not the enemy. The FBI, the local police are more awake than the general public to what's going on. We have been overtaken by criminals. They're trying to stop it. You just saw that former prosecutor. Do we go shoot him because he's a former Fed? No, he's our ally. We take the country back, not because we're on a high horse, not because we have all the answers. but because we want due process and we're out for good. And we will defeat a Nazi collaborating piece of crap like George Soros any day. That's why they're funding Black Lives Matter and communist groups who are causing riots and attacking stuff in Austin as we speak. I mean, this is happening today. They've got a destabilization program going on. And we've just got to get the word out, not be idiots, and not, if they steal the election, go crazy and start burning stuff. Sorry. This has just gotten so real, folks. So down the wire. Americans don't kill Americans. We educate other Americans. We stand up for what's right. Somebody tries to push us around, tries to take us to some political prison, then we fight. But not because we wanted to, we had to then. We're taking high road all the way, and if they want to meet us on that high road and start a fight, we're ready to win it. But not out of something we wanted to do. If you want us to stomp your ass, we'll do it. We've been preparing for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years with other patriots. And we weren't looking for trouble. If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. But the people ought to be looking for trouble are the ones that want to bend this country over a barrel and have their way with it. It's not happening. Now, I know we got loaded phones. I'm out of time. I apologize, everybody. Call back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll take your calls. We got a great crew, great group of people in there. And look, it's not that we're rocket scientists. I'm not perfect, but I'm not out to screw you. I don't want to rob you and your family. I want prosperity. I want renaissance. And I know you want that too, no matter what color you are or where you came from. But you got to realize the enemy's not like you. And your biggest blind spot, my biggest blind spot, is we think because we want prosperity and a fair shake that they're like us. They're not like us. And we're going to have to kick their ass. Now, I'd say make economic decisions, cultural decisions that circumvent them. But if they want to get down in the weeds and they want to have a face-to-face fight, they're going to lose. So I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not a guy that shoots his mouth off, but let me tell you something. We've done stuff that if they want a physical fight, we're going to beat their ass into the ground. We're going to hammer them into the wall. But let's not go there. Let's not play that game. Let's do everything we can to effect change now, peacefully and politically, to turn this around. And then if they want trouble, we're not going to have some dumb civil war where the local cops are our enemy or a local FBI agent's our enemy. It's going to be the politician. It's going to be people with a voting record that's against this country. It's going to be people that sold this nation out. And then they will respect you and they will fear you because they know you're coming right at their neck. And a lot of people looking for a fight. In the end, they're going to get the fight they're looking for. They can already feel our hands going around their necks right now. That's why they're so scared. It's a spiritual fight. It's a fight they've lost before. They'll lose it again. Lord willing, I'll see you at 11 a.m. tomorrow Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com. Fabulous job, crew and listeners. We couldn't do it without you.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.